sound of buses is familiar during the school year, but residents of Chino Valley now hear those sounds only 4 days a week. John Scholl with Chino Valley Unified School District says cutting back on bus services saved the district money.
We go to school Monday through Thursday. It did not decrease the minimum number of minutes that we still need. Whether you're on a 5 day week or a 4 day week, it's the same. Our students go to school a little bit longer to make up for that fifth day.
A good part of the reason for the budget cuts is that Coconino and Yavapai counties have seen their populations shrink. When families leave, school enrollment drops. Dave Smucker is the superintendent of Prescott Unified School District.
We have more students leaving this year. We probably lost 190 kids. That adds up to $900,000. It's a large figure.
The state of Arizona pays roughly $4,000 per student each year. When student numbers go down, schools lose a large piece of their funding, so schools must find ways to cut while maintaining a quality education. Mariella Bean at the Humboldt Schools says some of the cost cutting is not straightforward.
If your enrollment goes down, of course you have to make sometimes adjustments in your staffing because you don't need as many teachers. They're not all kids in one class who leave. So you might have, 10 kids at one school, 15 at another, and so sometimes it's hard to reduce your staff accordingly.
Labor is a school's biggest expense. In these districts, salaries for teachers, administrators, and support staff make up over 80% of their district's expenses. This means reducing staff is necessary when cutting costs. But when student numbers don't drop enough to cut teachers, schools have to cut from other places. That's one reason why Chino Valley dropped to a 4-day school week. Some schools are also outsourcing large portions of their support staff. They contract with private companies to provide groundskeepers, custodians, food servers, and other positions. This reduces costs such as benefits and payroll taxes. The Flagstaff Unified School District has seen a more drastic drop in population than Chino, Prescott, or Humboldt, and as a result, it's taken more drastic measures. FUSD's Director of Finance, Kenneth Garland.
We really closed 4 school operations, which was due to the enrollment decline that really had started at a small level way back in 2007 and 8.
It isn't all doom and gloom for the schools in the area. Prescott Superintendent Dave Smucker.
Sometimes when you get into situations where they have to reduce, sometimes that's not always a bad thing. You get rid of some of the things that aren't working, and it forces you to think creatively. It forces you to think maybe differently.
And while enrollment is shrinking, it's shrinking more slowly. Chino Valley's John Scholl says Yavapai County enrollment is pulling out of the nosedive, and he's becoming hopeful.
Families that were at one time in the area left, and now they're coming back. And I'm hoping that that's an indication that there's more work here.
It's not clear the numbers will ever return to where they once were. But if they do, administrators believe these few years have better equipped them and their districts to be leaner and more nimble than they've ever been before. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Zach Ziegler.